Overcast, I'm Sari Netta with 91X News. The United Way of Quinte is holding its annual truckload sale today. The Kenty building at the Loyalist Cafeteria is hosting the event as a way for students to get discounts on products ranging from personal hygiene to food. Director of Community Services Larry Doyle says it's a great experience for students.
This one is great. We're helping the students. It's a win-win. The students are learning. It's a learning experience for the people within the PR program to how business works, how we put on sales, how we do fundraising.
Doyle says this sale is great because it's just for staff and students at the college rather than being open to the public. Liberals all across Ontario are hosting special activities until this Saturday, marking the annual Ontario Public Library Week. Miller Reynolds has more.
Quinte West Public Library CEO Rita Turtle says they are hosting a special draw with an exciting prize.
We started our Public Library Week celebrations early, actually. We had a children's concert on Saturday. And then throughout the week this week, we're inviting the public to come in and use our services, but we're also offering a draw on an e-book reader.
Library Week started in the province in 1985. Ontario now has over 1,000 libraries, with more than 66 million visits to libraries every year. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
A fourth person who apparently saw mentally disabled adults locked in a boiler room has been arrested by police in Philadelphia. Police in Philly say the latest suspect is the daughter of the ringleader, who has been cashing in the captive's government checks. Acting on a tip from Florida, police have also taken 10 young people into protective custody who are believed to be related to the suspects and possibly the victims. Waterloo-based Research in Motion has unveiled a new mobile operating system. The BBX system will power RIM's next-generation BlackBerry smartphones and Playbook tablets to better compete with internet-friendly Apple and Android systems. Yesterday's unveiling came just days after the BlackBerry maker had the worst service outage in its history. The Quebec government will be announcing a public inquiry into allegations of pervasive corruption that has created widespread anger with politicians in the province. The much-anticipated announcement this afternoon comes after 2 years of reports of corruption involving the construction industry, political parties, and crime groups like the Mafia. Analysts have cited such malfeasance as one reason the province spends as much as one-third extra per construction project than other jurisdictions. Premier Jean Charest is apparently set to announce the inquiry after meeting with his cabinet. He spent several hours yesterday behind closed doors with his caucus explaining the details of his plan. The Supreme Court of Canada has unanimously upheld a lower court's ruling that linking to a website containing libelous material does not in itself constitute libel. The top court ruled today against Wayne Crooks, a former Green Party campaign manager who argued that posting links to sites with defamatory statements was the same as publishing the defamatory material. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
In local hockey, the Trenton Golden Hawks won 11 straight to start the season, but they've now dropped their last two games, including last night's loss to Peterborough. Hawks president and assistant GM John McDonald says his team didn't play the full 60 minutes.
We started out like a house of fire last night. We got the first goal a couple of minutes into the game, and I think we just thought we laid back and let them come to us, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
McDonald says the issues will be addressed at practice tonight. In Empire B, the Napanee Raiders beat the Port Hope Panthers 7-4 in a penalty-filled affair. In the National Hockey League, after every Canadian team lost last night other than the Battle of Alberta, just one game's happening tonight. It's the Winnipeg Jets visiting the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7:30 p.m. The Jets come off their first win of the season over Pittsburgh, while the Leafs come off their first loss, falling 3-2 in overtime to Colorado. In baseball, the World Series Game 1 is tonight. The Cardinals and Rangers battle on a forecasted chilly night in St. Louis. Chris Carpenter pitches for the Cards, and CJ Wilson gets the call for the Rangers. In football, the Philadelphia Eagles have traded running back Ronnie Brown to the Detroit Lions, and the Eagles get Jerome Harris and an undisclosed draft pick in the 2013 draft. In basketball, talks resumed today in the NBA labor dispute as they met with a federal mediator yesterday for 16 hours. Former MVP and Canadian Steve Nash says in a tweet he's optimistic about today's sessions. That's your sports. Email us your team or league scores, sports at 91x.fm. Now here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, rain beginning late this afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm near noon. Wind storms northeast, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, high 13. Rain at times will be heavy, amount 15 to 25 millimeters. Wind northeast, 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60. Temperature steady near 12. It's 12 degrees and overcast. I'm Sari Anetta with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.